This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson says that the city will cooperate with the Trump administration when it comes to deporting unauthorized violent criminals. However, the first-term mayor said he would sue the federal government if it attempts to arrest people in places like schools, daycares, churches, and hospitals.
We think there are plenty of reasonable, common-sense ways to go about enforcing the removal of violent criminals, and we can support and collaborate on that, but there's no reason to target citizens that are going to work every day and going to school and trying to pay taxes and get a chance.
Johnson was speaking with CNN's Caitlin Collins. The comments came after the Trump administration ended an ICE policy prohibiting raids and arrests in essential service locations like healthcare facilities and schools. At least four Coloradans left prison Monday after President Donald Trump's sweeping pardon for participants of the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The men were serving sentences between 2 and 5 years. Three of them had been convicted on charges of assaulting police officers. Six other Coloradans also served prison time or house arrest for participating in the riot, but had completed their sentences before the pardon came down. The former forensic scientist for the Colorado Bureau of Investigations, Yvonne Missy Woods, has been indicted for mishandling the DNA samples of over 800 cases. She turned herself in to Jeffco authorities Wednesday afternoon and faces more than 100 felony charges. Those include cybercrime, forgery, perjury, and attempt to influence a public servant. You are listening to CPR News.